我的名做见证。
In the name of Jesus, I bear witness of the word.
再次欢迎各位慕道朋友啊，很热心的参加我们第二晚的布道会。
Once again, welcome to all our friends for your zeal and interest to join our second night of the evangelistic meeting.
今天晚上我主要讲的题目是圣经里面耶稣所讲的一个故事。
The topic of my talk tonight concerns a story related by the Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Bible.
这个题目叫做财主和拉撒路。
The topic is called The Rich Man and Lazarus.
拉撒路是一个乞丐。
Lazarus was a beggar.
财主和拉撒路这个故事。
The Rich Man and Lazarus, this story.
主耶稣讲得很真实也很生动。
And Jesus Christ spoke it very, very truthfully and also very lively.
我们说这个故事是一个爱的警告。
And we say that this story bears a warning of love.
也是一种爱的呼声。
And it is also a call of love.
这个故事里面含了很多的人生哲理。
And inside there are many philosophies of life.
今天晚上我要把这个故事讲给各位听。
So tonight I shall tell the story, story of this man and Lazarus to our friends.
同时我们从这个故事里面来谈谈几点感想。
And I would like to also share a few of my impressions of this story.
这个故事是这样说。
This story goes like this.
说有一个很有钱的人。
Saying that there was a rich man.
他天天穿着漂亮的衣服
，who was clothed in beautiful clothing every day，
吃的是山珍海味
，and whatever he ate was very sumptuous。
他天天在酒色玩乐之中来生活
，and he lived a life in pleasure and in wine。
另外有一个乞丐
，and there was a beggar。
他不但没有钱
，not only he had no money。
他浑身都是病
，in his whole self he was full of afflictions.
大概他行动也不方便
，probably even his movement was affected.
所以他天天被人家抬到财主的门口
，so every day he had to be carried to the gate of this rich man's house.
希望这个财主在吃了饭以后，剩下的那东西可以分给他一点
，in the hope.That whatever was remaining from the rich man's table could be food for him.
他没有什么亲戚朋友。
He did not have any relatives nor friends.
只有一条狗来做他的朋友。
He had only a dog as his friend.
这条狗常常舔他的疮。
And this dog often came to lick his wounds.
这样子一辈子过去了。
And that was how he passed his life.
有一天，这个财主死了。
A day came, the rich man also died.
这个乞丐拉撒路也死了。
And this beggar Lazarus died too.
他们都埋葬了。
Both were buried.
这个乞丐被天使接回天国。
This poor beggar was received by the angels to heaven.
在他的主亚伯罕的怀里享受安息。
And he was enjoying and the rest in the bosom of his forefathers Abraham.
这个财主也死了。
This rich man also died.
他却在阴间受痛苦。
But he went to Hades where he was in torment.
他远远地从阴间看到天国。
And from this distant place, he could see the heavenly kingdom.
看到生前那个乞丐竟然在天国享福。
So seeing that the Lazarus who was a beggar before was now enjoying life in the heavenly kingdom.
于是他向他的主亚伯拉罕要求。
So he begged his forefather Abraham.
说我的主亚伯拉罕啊
，Saying Father Abraham，
请你叫拉撒路用指头尖沾一点水来凉凉我的舌头。
Send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue。
因为我在火焰里面非常痛苦。
For I am anguish in this flame。
亚伯拉罕告诉他
，But Abraham said，
说你要回想你生前享过福。
Remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things.
拉撒路受过苦。
And Lazarus in like manner evil things.
你要知道，你我之间有一个深渊隔绝。
But remember, between us and you, there is a great chasm.
我不能到你那边去。
that we are not able to go to you.
你也不能到我这边来。
And none of you may cross from there to us.
财主要求一滴水都得不到。
The rich man begged for a drop of water and yet could not receive this, his request to be granted.
这个时候财主很着急。
At that time, the rich man was full of anxiety.
他就对他的主亚伯拉罕说。
So he said to his father Abraham.
说既然是这样子，那么你就请拉撒路到世界上去。
Since this is the case, can you send Abraham to the earth?
因为我还有五个弟兄没有信主。
For I have five brothers who have yet to believe in the Lord.
请他去向他们传福音。
Go there, send Lazarus there to warn them.
他的主亚伯拉罕这样说。
And the father Abraham said,
说不必了。
It's not necessary.
世界上有很多传道人。
For in the world there are many preachers.
如果你的弟兄要相信的话，他们就信了。
If your brothers were to believe, they would have accepted them.
财主这样说。
And the rich man say,
说我的主啊，不是的。
No, Father Abraham.
如果有一个死人复活，向他们做见证的话。
But if someone goes to them from the dead,
他们一定会相信的。
They will certainly believe.
他的主亚伯拉罕回答。
And the Father Abraham, forefather Abraham answered.
如果不听传道人的福音，
If they do not hear the gospel as preached by the evangelist,
就是死人站在他的面前传福音，他也不信的。
Neither would they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.
这个就是这个故事的内容。
This is the content of this story.
这个故事有很多的教训。
And in this story, there are many teachings.
我们常常听人家讲故事。
We often have heard stories being told to us.
但是很多故事里面都含着很重要的教训在里面。
And many of these stories bear very deep and precious teachings.
主耶稣的话句句带着能力。
The words of Jesus Christ are full of power.
他这个故事里面也充满了很多很多的美好的教训。
And in this story, there are indeed many, many precious teachings.
今天晚上我就这个故事，我要跟大家来想三个问题。
And from this story tonight, we shall consider three important things.
第一个问题。
One.
我要跟大家谈谈贫富的问题。
I would like to discuss with you the question of wealth and poverty.
第二个问题。
The second point.
我要跟大家谈一谈死亡的问题。
I would like to discuss with you the question of death.
第三，我要谈谈审判的问题。
And the third point, I'd like to discuss with you the question of judgment.
我们先来谈谈第一个问题。
Let us discuss the first item.
就是贫富的问题，贫穷跟富足的问题。
The question of wealth and poverty.
这个故事非常的鲜明啊，尖锐的对照。
And here there's a comparison between the rich and the poor.
一个是很有钱的财主。
For one was very, very rich.
一个是一文不值的乞丐。
And while the other one was a poor beggar.
这是一个穷的一个富人。
That is to say, one a rich compared with one a poor.
这个问题我们要想一想。
We must ponder over this.Question.
现在在这个世界上
In the world today
也有很多有钱人
There are many rich
也有不少是贫穷人
And there are also many who are poor
假如我们现在没有钱
If today we do not have money
你会想到为什么我这么贫穷
Have you considered why are you so poor
有钱不是很好吗
Isn't having money good
假如你现在很有钱
If you are rich
那你会再想一想
Have you considered
the wealth that you have, has it brought goodness and benefits or has it
brought harm? The wealth that you have, has it brought goodness and benefits or has it brought harm?
我们先来谈谈这个贫穷的问题。
Now we talk about this question of poverty.
贫穷实在很可怕。
Indeed, poverty is a frightening thing.
所以大家都不希望过贫穷的生活。
And therefore, everyone does not want to pass a life of poverty.
有时候我们在电视上看到非洲那些落后的国家没有东西吃。
Sometimes when we see from the television programs, the poor people in Africa where they have no food to eat,
看像那些饥饿的小孩子
when we see the hungry children,
一个一个骨瘦如柴好像猴子一样
and they appear so skinny, just like bones, and appearing like
那些没有东西吃的小孩子就是皮包骨
and those hungry children are just bones wrapped up in skin.
再看看他的妈妈
And if we look at the mothers,
也是那么的瘦
they are just as thin.
可是很疼爱他的孩子
And they still love their children so much.
抱着孩子在那边吸奶
And they are carrying their babies who are sucking the milk.
其实啊，吸了一百次也没有一滴奶。
And even if they were to suck for a long time, they would hardly receive a drop of milk.
所以有的妈妈不得已啊，就把乳头割掉了，让它吸血。
And so sometimes, the mother would cut their nipple so that the babies would suck the blood instead.
因为舍不得孩子没有奶吃。
There are some who who could not bear that their children are without food.
所以贫穷确实是很可怕的。
And indeed, poverty is a frightening matter.
尤其在安定中生活的人。
Especially we who live in the affluency.
我们更要感谢主。
We should thank God.
那些贫穷人三餐都不记得。
There are some people who are very uncertain even about the 3 meals of a day.
如果在寒带的地方，他们又过着饥寒交迫的生活。
And if they live in the cold period, they are also they have to live a life of hunger and also coldness.
贫穷人有时候也会生病。
The poor people also fall sick.
假如再来一个贫病交加。
And if they are filled with the worries of poor, of the poor,
那么这个家庭呢，就令人可怜了。
Then indeed they are a pitiable family.
所以中国有一句话说
，So there's a saying in the Chinese,
贫贱夫妻百事哀。
Saying that a poor family are full of worries.
又有话说
And there is another thing.
穷在闹市无人问，他穷人啊住在热闹的地方，没有人去访问。
That is, nobody cares about poverty in a affluent place.
所以啊，人人看到穷人都逃避了。
And that's why everyone flees from the poor.
就算是我的亲人，我也装作不认识。
Even if they were my relatives, I would pretend that I do not know them.
因为这么穷。
Because they are so poor.
所以这个社会上发生了很多抢劫啦、强盗啦、小偷啦。
So in society, we have much robbery and theft.
想想看，如果我们也过着贫穷的生活。
But if we were to pass a poor life,
那是多么的可怕。
Don't you think it is frightening?
另外，我们再想想富足的问题。
Now we consider the aspect of riches.
这样说起来，是不是富足人就很好吗
？If we were to say the poor is bad, would the person passing a rich life be good?
当我们贫穷的时候
，When we are poor,
我们盼望过着富足的生活。
We hope to pass a rich life.
可是当一个人有钱了
，But when a person has wealth,
而且是一个大富翁
，and moreover he is a multi-millionaire,
你说他的生活就很好吗
？Do you think that his life would be a very good one?
那也不一定。
It may not be true.
我们知道有钱啊，不能样样都称心如意的。
Because even if you have wealth, it does not mean that everything will be smooth in your life.
因为钱不能解决一切的事情。
For wealth cannot solve all of one's problem.
所以有人说有钱可以买很多好东西吃。
So that's why some people say that with wealth you can buy very good food.
但是他没有办法买到食欲呀。
But you are not able to buy the appetite.
他能够买到很多好床。
They are able to buy many good and warm beds.
可是他没有办法好买到睡眠。
But they are not able to buy the good sleep.
所以你看到有钱人桌子上摆了很多山珍海味。
So in the rich man's table, there may be much delicious food.
可是他吃不下肚。
But is not able to take in of the food.
倒是那些劳动的人呐，一下子可以吃好几碗。
But if you look at those laborers, you can find that when they eat a few bowls of food.
有钱人呢就看看而已。
And the rich people will just glance at the food.
所以说钱可以买食物，不能买食欲。
That's why we say that with money we can buy the food, but we may not be able to buy the appetite.
有钱人呢，他的睡的床很好。
So the rich man may sleep on the warm bed.
一张床好几千块钱。
A bed may cost more than a few thousand dollars.
有人说啊，睡上去。可以跳起来的。
Some people say when you lie down, you can bounce up from the spring bed.
但是整夜翻来覆去都睡不着。
But this person will be turning from side to side.
所以说钱可以买好床，不能买好眠。
Wealth can buy us a good bed, but cannot buy us good sleep.
这个是大家都有的体验。
And this may be the experience of many people.
你曾经看到农夫在田里面。
When you see the farmer in the field,
辛辛苦苦的工作。
They have labored. Diligently throughout the day.
到了中午
in the lunch outbreak,
他把便当一吃，便当吃完了。
When they eat the food that they have brought with them,
用锄头当枕头，在床 甜头就睡起来了。
They use their chanko as a pillow, so that and lying on down on lying down on the ground, they can fall asleep.
这个就是好的睡眠。
This is a good sleep.
有钱可以买漂亮的衣服。
So with wealth, we can buy beautiful clothing.
但是没有办法买到健康。
But we are not able to buy good health.
健康不是用钱买的。
Health is not bought with money.
有钱可以买到人的身体。身体。
With wealth, you can buy the body of another person.
有钱人可以买到女人的身体。
Rich person may be able to buy the body of another, of a woman.
没有办法买到她的爱情。
But may not be able to buy her affection.
有些女人啊，她是看着钱跟你在一起。
There are some people that will remain with you because of your wealth.
他不是真爱你的。
It's not that she loves you.
所以我们中国人说，醉翁之意不在酒。喝酒的人呢、啊，他主要的不在喝酒。
So that's why we say that the drinkers of wine, whether it is good or not, it's not on the wine itself.
主要是看上你这个女人。
So it is on the woman.
下面有一句话说：“醉酒之意不在翁。”就是说我陪你喝酒，不是喜欢你这个老翁啊。
So that's why I am drinking wine with you, not because of you, you old person.
喜欢你这个老翁口袋里面的钱啊。
It is because of the money in your pocket.
钱不是样样都能够让我们称心的。
And wealth is not able to give us all the joy.
所以钱不是万能。
That's why we say that wealth is not what we call almighty.
另外钱圣经又告诉我们钱不能满足人的心。
And wealth is not able to satisfy the hearts of men.
请看传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章第十节。
Verse 10.
这里讲到贪爱银子的不因为得到银子来知足。
He who loves money will not be satisfied with money.
贪爱丰富的，不因为得到利益而知足。
No, he who loves wealth will gain.
这都是虚空的。
This also is vanity.
这是最有钱的所罗门王所讲的。
These words were spoken by the rich King Solomon.
很多的钱不能使人的心得到满足。
He says, much money may not bring satisfaction to the hearts of man.
所以有人说，人的心就好像牛的肚子。
So some people compare the hearts of man to the belly of the ox.
我们都看过牛。
We have seen the ox.
我们也看过牛的肚子。
We have seen the belly of the ox.
大概有人也摸过牛的肚子。
Maybe some of us have even touched the belly of the ox.
这个牛啊，很会吃。
The ox eats very much.
你让它一吃一整天，它也吃得下去。
The ox is able to eat the whole day long and still be able to consume food.
肚子一直大。
The more it eats, the belly becomes bigger.
很大了，还在吃。
And even though it has a big belly, it continues to eat.
所以吃的胀得花亮了。
And so it expands oversize.
好像要破了。
About to break, burst.
它还可以吃。
Yet it continues to eat.
所以到底牛的肚子有多大？
So how big is the belly of the ox?
所以我们中国人说吹牛叫做吹牛皮呀、啊，吹牛皮，吹不破的。
So
吹很大。
In other words, you can inflate.The ox belly, it will not burst.
那人的心就好像牛的肚子。
So that's why the ox of the belly of an ox is compared to the heart of man. 你用金
钱去填呢，也填不饱的。
The heart of man can never be satisfied with money.
没有人说我已经有一百万了，我可以不要了。
No millionaire will say that I have enough of money. I have $1 million.
有一千万的人，他也会说我还不够。
Even if you have tens of million, you will still say that I do not have enough.
因为我的朋友他有一两千万。
This is because my friend has $20 million.
等到他得到两千万了。
When he has 20 million,
他会想到另外一个朋友有五千万。
He will remember his friend who has $50 million.
所以钱啊，不能满足人的心。
So money is not able to satisfy the hearts of man.
有钱人啊，贫穷人很喜欢钱。
The poor wants money.
但是有钱人更喜欢钱。
But the wealthy wants more of the money.
我曾经看到一个很好笑的故事。
I have read a very funny story.
说有一个财主啊，非常有钱。
Saying that there was a rich man who has much wealth.
但是他爱钱爱得要命啊。
But he loves money more than his life.
所以中国人说视钱如命啊，看钱好像生命。
So he treats his money just as important as life.
有一天他要死了。
A day came when he was about to die.
他把三个儿子叫过来。
He called his three sons to him.
他问大儿子。
He asked his elder son.
我这么多的钱。
I have so much wealth.
我就要死了。
I'm about to die.
我要来处理我的财产。
I must now take care of this wealth or distribute this wealth.
你们对钱的看法如何？
I now like to find out what is your opinion about the handling of money.
这个大儿子。
So he asked the elders.
我死了以后，你怎么样来处理我的财产呢？
After I die, how will you handle the inheritance that I leave?
他说爸爸。
He says father.
钱是你赚的。
The wealth is earned by you.
你很辛苦。
You have toiled and labored.
所以你应该得到荣耀。
You should be glorified.
你死的时候。
When you die,
我会把那个棺木买那个最好的。
I will buy the best coffin.
好几万块钱的。
Costing a few tens of thousands of dollars.
你的坟墓我会做那个最漂亮的。
And your tombstone will also be the most beautiful.
好像有钱人的别墅一样。
It's just like the mansion of the rich people.
乐队。好几队来陪送。
And we have few musical bands in the funeral procession.
我们要请很多亲戚朋友来吃饭。
We will invite many relatives to a feast.
表示你很慷慨。
Showing your generosity.
尽量把钱呢、花在你的丧事上，让你得到荣耀。
Spend as much as your money on your funeral to glorify you.
这个爸爸很生气。
The father was very angry.
拿起拐杖。从那个大儿子头一敲
took the rod and struck the eldest on the head.
你这个可恶的孩子
saying that you useless son.
你知道我钱这么难赚
you know that I've earned my wealth in the hard way.
你一天之内给我花光了
you want to spend all my money within a day.
你不会管钱，你要少分一点。
You do not know how to handle money. I will give you less.
问老二，你怎么办呢？
The second son, what will you do with my money?
老二啊，一听这样子很聪明了。
And so the second son thought that the eldest after saying this was foolish, so he pretended to be wise.
他说父亲啊，钱不容易赚。
And he wanted to be wise and say, Father, it is not easy to earn money.
所以能节省就节省。
So we will try to thrift in all things.
我想死了，不必买那么好的棺材了。
I will say that after you die, I don't think we need such a good coffin.
我就到隔壁那个木材行啊，买四块板子，我自己钉一钉就好了。
So I go to the carpenter next door and ask him to nail a coffin out of four planks that will be sufficient for you.
那么就请人挖一个36尺的洞，不必太漂亮。
So I will ask somebody, the grave diggers, to dig a 3x6 feet hole for you.
这个时代啊，大家很忙，很忙。
And moreover, everyone is so busy in our society.
也不必请客了。
So there's no necessity to inform the friends.
换一点水啊，大家喝喝就好了。
And to give a feast. So let us just serve some simple drink.
很节省了。
So that will be saving money.
这个父亲说，这还差不多。
And the father says, well, this is not too bad.
你比较会管钱。
You are able to handle money better than your brother.
你应该多分一点。
You should be given slightly more.
最后他问小儿子。
So he asked the third son.
那你呢？
What about you?
你怎么处理我呢？
How are you going to handle the money?
这个幺儿啊更聪明了。
So the youngest was wiser.
他说父亲啊。
He says father.
那个木板也很贵的。
He says the planks are expensive.
我想啊我们有那个破草席啊就卷一卷就带出去了。
Let us take the broken mat that we have, wrap you up and bury you.
也不必雇人来抬了，我兄弟两个抬就够了。
So there's no necessity to employ anyone to carry you. We brothers can carry you to your grave.
36尺的洞啊，我自己来挖，不必请人挖。
So the 3x6 feet hole can be dug by me. There's no necessity to employ the service of others.
这样节省很多了。
So then we would save much money.
那你死的消息啊，就通知亲戚朋友。
So your news can be told to your news of your death can be told to the relatives.
通知啊，通知更多的人知道。
And we can tell all the relatives.
那白包啊，多收一点。
And then we can collect more money from them.
水啊，也不必准备了。
So there's no necessity to serve drinks.
反正啊，丧礼完了，大家解散就好了。
Immediately after the service, we can after the funeral, we can disperse.
我想我比二哥啊更节省。
So I think I'm more thrifty than the second.
不是啊，现在政府啊叫我们的身体要卖给政府啊。
And now the garment has said that we should sell our body to our corpse to the garment.
我们的眼眸可以卖给医院。
Our eyebrow can be sold to the hospital.
我们的肾脏卖给医院。
Our body can be sold to the body, to the hospital.
反正你这个身体能用的东西通通卖了。
And every part of our body can be sold.
又多赚了一笔钱。
We can earn some money also.
父亲啊，你想这个怎么样？
What do you think, father, of this manner of handling?
那个爸爸很高兴，很高兴。
The father was very, very, very happy.
说这个小儿子啊，就很像我。
Saying that this younger son was like me.
于是把他的财产啊，就开始分了。
So he distributed his wealth.
小儿子分三份。
And the younger son had 3/4.
二儿子分两份。
The second son had 2/4.
大儿子一份。
And the eldest 1/4. For he did not know how to handle the money.
最后他要断气了。
When he was about to draw his last breath,
当气快断的时候，
just at that moment of time,
突然间想到一件事，又睁开眼睛，又讲话了。
He remembered one thing, so he opened his eyes and said,
他告诉那个小儿子，
he told the youngest son,
说我这个身体啊，卖给医院的时候，
when you sell my body to the hospital,
有很多东西可以卖的。
There are many parts that you can sell.
一定可以赚不少钱。
And we can earn quite a sum from it.
你要向那个医院呢收现款的，不要开支票的。
Please collect cash and don't collect by check.
因为支票不妥当。
Because checks are not reliable.
小儿子说，是的，我一定收现款的。
And the younger son said, yes, definitely I will collect cash.
他这个故事的结论就是这样说。
So the moral behind this story was,
钱永远不能使人的心满足。
Saying that the money cannot satisfy the hearts of men.
而且有钱还要想更有钱。
For those who have wealth want to be wealthier.
所以说钱不是幸福的根源。
So therefore wealth is not the source of our bliss.
不但这样子。
Not only this.
钱还能使人犯罪。
Wealth can also cause a person to sin.
人一有钱了，
the more wealth you have,
就想要多娶一个太太。
The more you think of marrying another wife.
你有钱，谁嫁给你呢？
If you have no wealth, who would want to marry you?
你50岁了，60岁了，谁还要嫁给你呢？
You're more than 50 and 60 years, who want to marry you?
但是如果你有钱就不同了。
But if you have wealth, it is different altogether.
这个想要，那个也想要。
That person may want to marry you, another person may want.
所以你就去犯罪了。
So you will commit sin.
你的家有很好的太太，
even if you have a good wife at home,
有你亲生的儿女，
you have your own children,
但是呢你要另筑爱巢啊，另外再成家啊。
But you want to build up and have another family.
这个就是犯罪的行为。
This is the behavior of committing sin.
有钱了就喝酒。
When you have money, you drink wine.
有钱了就赌博。
You gamble.
有钱就犯了很多罪。
And you will commit many sins.
没有钱，他不会娶姨太太的。
If you have no money, perhaps you will not look for a mistress.
因为他养不起呀。
For he's not able to finance.
你看所罗门王啊，娶了1000个妻子，一千个。
Solomon had 1,000 wives.
为什么他能够娶一千个
？How was it that he was able to keep 1,000?
这个不是人人能够办得到的。
This is something not everyone can do.
一定要有钱呐。
You must have money.
而且好像很有钱。
Moreover, you must have much money.
你想娶一千个太太？
Imagine marrying 1,000 wives.
至少要1,000个房间呢。
You must have 1,000 rooms.
一个人再生一个儿子就好了。
And if each of these wives were to have one child,
就2,000个了。
Then you have 2,000 to take care of.
一个人养2,000个人。
One taking care of 2,000.
准备2,000个房间。
You must have 2,000 rooms.
没有很多钱有办法吗
？If you have no wealth, can you do this?
所以所罗门有钱了就犯罪了。
So when Solomon had wealth, he committed sin.
今天呢，我们够吃够用就可以了。
Let us be satisfied with enough food and enough clothing to wear.
太有钱了会去犯罪的。
If we have more than extra wealth, then we will commit sin.
像这个故事中的财主，
just like in this story of the rich man,
他天天奢华宴乐。
He feasted sumptuously.
他不顾贫穷人的这个贫穷的事情。
He did not consider the matter of poverty nor care for the poor.
他过着他奢华宴乐的生活。
So he continued with a life of feasting sumptuously.
最后大家都一死万事空。
And so when he died, everything became vanity and empty.
请看传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
13节。
Verse 13.
第五章十三节
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 13
这里讲到有一种大祸患
There is a grievous evil
他说财主积攒钱财是害了自己
Riches were kept by the owner to his hurt.
15节.
Verse 15.
他从母胎赤身而来，也照样赤身而去.
As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again naked as he came.
他的手一点都不能带去.
He shall take nothing for his toil.
有钱人不是死了以后都能带回家的.
The poor man when he dies is not able to bring all that he has with him.
死了，统统成空了.
For when he dies, everything becomes empty.
虽然有钱人啊，死的时候穿了很漂亮的衣服.
Although the rich may, when they die, may have beautiful clothes to put on.
我们这个中国人啊，人死的时候要把衣服啊最漂亮的、最好的让他穿上的，5层、6层、7层都可以穿的.
According to Chinese tradition, when a person dies, the most beautiful clothing will be put on to on him, and it may be 6 or 7 layers.
啊，身体啊，就挂了满身的黄金.
And so the body will be will have ornaments placed upon it.
就要去埋葬了.
And it will be taken and buried.
好像得了很多.
As if he has brought much with him.
可是那些衣服都烂掉了.
But then the clothing will rot.
那些黄金啊，过了不久要收回来.
And the gold will be taken away one day.
所以都是空手去的.
So we go away empty-handed.
贫穷很苦.
And when we are poor, we are suffering.
富足也不见得好.
And it is not true to say that the richest,
rich
people pass a good life.
主要告诉我们要知足，要感谢的.
So this story tells us that we should be contented and should be thankful.
不管神给我们贫穷或者是富足,
regardless of whether God makes us poor or rich,
有一个重要的生活态度就是满足和感谢.
There is a very important principle of life, and that is to be contented and to be thankful.
您看那个拉萨路,
you consider the case of Lazarus.
无亲无戚.
He had no relatives and friends.
一毛钱也没有.
He had not a single cent.
身体又生病.
He was afflicted with sores.
可是他一句埋怨的话都没有.
There was not a single word of murmur in his lips.
他安分守己地过了一辈子.
And he kept his principle and integrity throughout his life.
他不怨天，也不忧人.
And he did not murmur against God, nor did he bring any pain to other people.
他满足地、感谢地过了一辈子.
He was very thankful and passed a life of satisfaction.
假使主耶稣让我们很有钱,
if the Lord Jesus were to give us riches,
我们要学习约伯,
we must imitate Job in the Bible.
他说, 赏赐在神,
saying that it is the Lord who gives us,
收取的也在神,
it is also the Lord who takes us away.
神的名应该赞美,
that the Lord's name must be glorified.
他热心地服侍主,
he fervently served God.
他敬爱天上这位神,
he loved and feared the God in heaven.
所以或贫穷或富足,
so whether we are poor or rich,
或有余或不足,
whether we have enough or maybe we have insufficient,
或缺乏或丰富,
whether we lack or whether we have abundance,
我们都应该满足了,
we should be contented,
感谢神的赏赐,
we should thank the Lord for his providence.
我都一样的满足,
I am still satisfied and contented.
快乐地过一辈子,
then only will you pass a life of joy.
但是这种满足的心境啊, 不是人能办得到的,
but this contentment is something not everybody can have.
这个要从内心里面感谢神，满足神的恩典. 这个要有主耶稣的这个道理呀, 来充满你的心.
For it is only the word of the Lord that fills our heart that can make a person to be contented and to be satisfied.
否则的话，你没有办法的.
Otherwise, you will not be able to.
我们教会有一个弟兄,
in our church, we had a brother.
他以前是乞丐.
He was once a beggar.
瞎眼.
He was blind.
后来来信主耶稣了.
Later, when he came to believe in Jesus,
真的很贫穷.
He was poor.
信主耶稣以后,
after he believed in Jesus,
有一天他要离世了.
A day came when he was about to die.
人家去喊他, 去安慰他.
Everyone came to comfort him and to greet him.
可是他没有悲伤.
But he was without sorrow.
他对弟兄姊妹说,
he says to his brothers and sisters,
说天国有乞丐吗?
Is there a beggar in heaven?
弟兄说没有.
Everyone said no.
他说天国有病人吗?
Is there any sick people in heaven?
他们说没有.
They said no.
他说这样子, 我去天国很好啊。
Don't you think that it will be good that I go to heaven?
有什么好怕的呢？
And why should we be afraid?
有什么好悲伤的呢？
Why should they all be sorrowful?
为什么他这么样看得开呢？
How was it that he was so happy?
因为他有得救的盼望啊。
Because he had a hope of salvation.
所以虽然穷，他活得很快乐。
Although he was poor, he was leading a life of rejoicing.
我们信耶稣的宝贝就在这里。
This is the preciousness of believing in Jesus.
当我们富足的时候，
When we are rich,
我们一样感谢赞美神。
We similarly thank the Lord and praise His name.
就是我们贫穷的时候。
And even if we are poor,
我们也很满足的。
We are still contented.
因为我们有天国的盼望。
For we have the hope of heavenly kingdom.
因为这个世界是几十年而已。
For we have only a few decades of life on earth.
天国才是永远的。
Only the life in heaven is eternal.
这个是我跟各位谈的第一个问题。
This is the firstaspect of our discussion tonight.
从这个故事，我要跟各位谈第二个问题。
And now I'd like to consider the second aspect.
也就是死亡的问题。
And that is the aspect of death.
请看路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16,
二十二节。
Verse 22.
十六章二十二节。
16 verse 22.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且被埋葬了。这里说穷人跟富足的人都死了。
The poor man as well as the rich man also died.
财主虽然很有钱，
although the rich was full of wealth,
他也死了。
He also died.
这个乞丐他也死了。
The beggar, poor man died.
所以死是很公平的。
So death is common.
世界上有很多不公平的事。
There are many things which are unfair.
但是我认为死最公平的。
But I feel thatDeath is the most fair thing.
因为大家都要经过一次。
Because everyone has to pass through death once.
任何人都不能避免。
No one can avoid death.
这是神对世人最公平的一件。
And this is the most fair thing that God has given to man.
很多人呢不喜欢谈死的问题。
Many do not like to discuss this death.
听到死就讨厌。
For they dread this word death.
但是我们要知道死亡这是一个很严肃的问题。
But always remember death.Is a very serious thing.
我们要去面对它，不是逃避它。
We have to face death and not flee from death.
因为你面对也好，逃避也好，都是要死的。
For whether you flee or whether you face death, you still have to go through death.
所以圣经告诉我们，死是众人的结局。
That's why the Bible says that death is a common end to all men.
从我们出生开始。
From the day we are born,
死就好像影子跟在我们后面。
Death is like a shadow following us.
你到学校，他跟到学校去。
You go to school, the shadow follows you. The death follows you.
你到飞机上，他跟到飞机上。
You go to the plane, death follows you too.
你出国了，他也追出去的。
And when you go abroad, death follows you too.
所以死亡就如影随形的跟着我们。
So the death is like a shadow following us all the time.
圣经说，死亡是一场征战。
So that's why the Bible says death is.A war.
这一场征战没有一个能够幸免的。
And he says there's no discharge from this war for any man.
也从来没有一个人得胜的。
And no one has prevailed over death in
this war. 人人跟死打仗。
For everyone has to battle against death.
人人都打败仗。
And everyone loses this battle.
从来没有打胜仗的。
There's no one that has prevailed over death.
所以说人人都要死。
So everyone has to die.
我们中国有一个很著名的秦始皇帝。
And there was a Shi Wang Ti in ancient China.
他并吞六国以后。
And after he has conquered all the kingdoms.
他统一天下了。
And he has unified all the kingdoms.
他很了不起。
He was very boastful.
他要好好的享福了。
He wanted to enjoy his pleasure. His
所以在历史上记载。
So in history it was recorded.
始皇帝他开了一个酒池，一个池啊。放酒，用酒去开的池子。
That Shi Wang Ti built a pool filled with wine.
在酒池的这个中间，做了一座肉山，放肉的鸡肉、鸭肉、牛肉一大堆的。
And in the middle of this pool, he had a platform in which it was called a mountain of meat, where all the meat were placed.
他闲暇的时候，就在那个酒池上面划船。
And so when times he would paddle in this pool of wine.
漂亮的女人左拥右抱的左拥右抱
Oh, that is there were beautiful women both by his hands and by his side.
口渴的时候伸手酒池酒拿来喝
And when he was thirsty, all he has to do is stretch out his hand and take the wine to drink.
肚子饿的时候拿肉上的肉来吃
And when he was hungry, he would take the meat from the heap to eat.
真是享尽了天下的人 人间的荣华富贵。
So he enjoyed the glory and pleasure of the world.
可是这个始皇帝啊，他也会想到死的问题。
But yet, 始皇帝 thought of this matter of death.
这么好的日子，我能过得多久呢？
He was thinking, is there an end to all this pleasure that he had?
有一天我也要死的。
He remembered and knew that one day he must die.
那我死了以后怎么办呢？
What will happen to me if I die?
这么好的江山，送给谁呢？
All this wealth and prosperity, who would I leave to?
他开始害怕了。
So he was becoming frightened.
所以他要追求那个长生不老的药。
So he wanted to find a medicine which would enable him to live forever.
可是秦始皇帝也死了。
But yet, 始皇帝 this king died.
因为世界上没有长生不老的药。
Because there was no medicine or herb that can give and preserve life forever.
所以我们说，万里长城还存在。
So the Great Wall remains.
但是始皇帝的骨头无处找了。
But then the bones of 始皇帝 has already dried up.
人人都要死。
Everyone must die.
这是没有一个能够避免的事情。
And this is something that nobody can avoid.
请看传道书第八章第八节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
传道书第八章第八节。
Chapter 8 verse 8.Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免。这里说啊，死亡是一场征战。
So death is indeed a battle.
我们既不能留住生命。
We are not even able to retain our life.
也不能掌管死期。
We are not able to determine the day of our death.
人生就好像做客。
So we are like strangers on earth.
这个世界并非我们永居之处。
And this world is not our eternal abode.
因为有一天我们要死的。
For a day must come and we must die.
所以今天我们还活着的人呢、啊、
？So while we are still alive,
一定要想到这个问题。
Let us consider this matter.
我有一天会死。
A day must come when I must die.
这是很真实的问题。
This is a fact.
不是。我也许会死，不是的。
This is the truth. It is not that perhaps I will die.
也不是说我或者会死。
Assuming that I will die.
但是我一定会死的。
But that it is certainly I will die.
是迟早的问题。
It is a matter of time.
为什么我们人会死呢？
Why do men die?
为什么我们可以免死呢？
And how is it that we can also avoid that death?
人所以会死。
Men say that we will die.
不是很多原因。
Not many reasons.
不是说他生病了，所以他死了。
It is not because of sickness that he dies.
因为有些人没有生病就死了。
For there are many who die even without falling sick.
好像从飞机上掉下来的，他没有生病呢。
Just like those who fall down from the aeroplane and die, he did not fall sick.
他照样死了。
But similarly, he dies.
有人说，他老了，当然会死啊。
Some people say when he grows old, he would certainly die.
那也不见得。
Not necessary so.
您看过年纪轻轻死掉的吗？
Have you seen those very young who die?
所以死的原因不是老。
So death is not because of old age.
死的原因不是病。
Death is not because of sicknesses.
什么原因让人都会死呢？
How is it that man dies?
只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
圣经告诉我们这是罪，因为人有罪。
And Bible tells us.It is because of sin. Man has sinned.
如果人没有罪，就不必死。
If man has no sin, then man would not die.
因为死是罪的果子了。
Because death is the fruit of sin.
那今天我们相信耶稣，也要面对死亡。
So we who believe in Jesus still have to meet with this death.
我们不能逃避死。
We cannot avoid this death.
问题是我们基督徒能得胜死亡。
But then Christians can prevail and win over death.
因为我们有一个更美的生命。
For we have a more beautiful life.
更丰盛的生命。
A more abundant life.
当我们这个肉体死了以后。
When this physical body dies.
那个更丰盛的生命就接续了。
And this abundant life continues.
因为耶稣基督替我们死了。
For Jesus has died for us.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
他得胜死亡。
He has prevailed over death.
他胜过罪恶。
And he prevailed over sin.
我们相信耶稣。
When we believe in Jesus.
我们接受洗礼。
We accept baptism.
我们的罪赦免了。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们肉体虽然死了。
Although physically we die.
但是我们的灵还要复活。
But our spirit shall be resurrected.
所以信耶稣是永远不死的。
That's why those who believe in Jesus shall never die.
因此我们是永远富足的。
That's why we are eternally rich.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十五节。
Verse 55. First Corinthians 15 verse 55.
十五章的五十五节说死啊， 你得胜的权势在哪里呢？
O death, where is thy victory?
说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？
O death, where is thy sting?
56节。
Verse 56.
说死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin and the power of sin is the law.
57节。
Verse 57.
感谢神，借着主耶稣基督我们就得胜了。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲到死有它的权势和毒钩。
And here tells us that death has power and has also the sting.
而死的毒钩就是罪。
And the sting of death is sin.
所以罪就是我们的毒钩啊。
And so, sin is the sting of death.
人犯了罪，他就必死。
So when a person sins, he has to die.
但是说靠着主耶稣基督，我们得胜了。
But through our Lord Jesus, we have victory.
就是得胜死亡了。
And that is to be victorious over death.
所以我们相信耶稣。
So when we believe in Jesus,
因为耶稣是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life,
他胜过罪。
He prevailed over death.
他胜过死亡。
He prevailed over sin.
那我们借着洗礼洗去我们的罪。
So through baptism, our sins are forgiven.
我们也算得胜罪恶了。
We will be one who prevail over death.
那我们就能够得胜死亡。
Prevail over sin, thus we can prevail over death.
所以我们信耶稣的人说，这个肉体的死啊，叫做安息了。
That's why those who die physically, the Christians say they have a sleep.
圣经说是睡了，在耶稣里面睡觉了。
A sleep and resting.
为什么叫睡觉呢？
How is it they are asleep?
因为当主耶稣再来的时候，
For when Jesus comes again,
我们还要再活起来的。
We will be resurrected.
这个就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
所以从这个故事，我想的第二个问题。
So from this story, we have talked on the second matter.
死亡虽然很可怕。
Although death is a frightening matter.
虽然人人都不能避免。
Although everyone cannot avoid death.
就是信耶稣的也不能避免。
And even those who believe in Jesus Christ have to pass through this death.
但是我们却有复活的盼望。
But we have the hope of resurrection.
我们复活了以后。
And after we are raised.
那个生命就是新生命了。
And that life is a new life.
那就是更丰盛的生命。
And that is the more abundant life.
那就是永远活着的生命。
And that is a life of eternity.
也就是我们常常听的信耶稣得永生了。
And that is what we often hear, believe in Jesus and you have eternal life.
我现在在想第三个问题。
Now I'd like to discuss the third matter.
这个故事告诉我们有第三个问题，就是审判的问题。
And the third matter concerns judgment, which is related in this story.
看回来，路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16,
23节。
Verse 23.
路加福音十六章二十三节。
16 verse 23。
他在阴间受痛苦，远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。这里记载死后有审判。
And here tells us that there is judgment after death.
这个财主死了。
The rich man died.
在阴间受痛苦。
He was in hate, been in torment.
拉撒路也死了。
Lazarus died.
在天堂里面，他的主亚伯拉罕的怀中。
And he was taken up to the heavenly kingdom at the bosom of Abraham, his forefather.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells us,
人人都有一死，
that it is appointed for man to die once.
死后还有审判。
And after death comes judgment.
假如我们死就算了。
If death is the end of all matters,
一了百了，一死就百了了。
That is, once we die, everything is over.
那我想我们有什么信仰没有什么信仰都无所谓了。
It does not matter whether we have any religious belief or not.
但是我们死不能就这样了了。
But then, death is not the end of everything.
还要经过审判的。
For there is judgment.
因此啊，我们在活着的时候。
That's why when we are still alive.
就应该为死做准备了。
We should prepare for our death.
因为将来审判的时候。
For on the day of judgment.
是天地主宰审判我们的。
The judge will be the Lord of the heaven and of earth.
审判就是赏善罚恶的。
And judgment is the reward to the righteous and punishment to the wicked.
那些善人好人，
the righteous, the good people,
一定要有报偿。
They shall be rewarded.
那些为恶作歹的人，
those who are wicked and evil,
一定要刑罚。
They shall be punished.
这个就是审判。
This is judgment.
那么审判的时候，
and on the day of judgment,
到底我们是要阴间受痛苦呢？
Whether we shall be sent to Hades to be tormented,
还是要到天堂在我们的主怀中安息呢？
Or whether we are going to the heavenly kingdom to be resting in the bosom of our ancestor.
这里告诉我们审判只有两个地点。
And here judgmentmeans there are only two places that we can go to.
就是两种的归宿了。
And there are two places where we shall return.
一个就是到天堂。
And one is to the heavenly kingdom.
一个就是到地狱。
And one is to Hades and hell.
这两个地方要去一个地方。
And from these two places we can only choose one.
主耶稣讲这个故事不是开玩笑的。
And this is not a joking matter when Jesus Christ related this story.
他也不是讲讲玩的。
And he was not just saying it for fun.
将来的审判就是这个样子。
And indeed, the future judgment shall be according to what is recorded here.
所以我们应该为这死后的问题来考虑考虑。
So let us consider what will happen to us after death.
我曾经做一个七十多岁的阿婆讲道。
Once I talked to an elderly lady of 70 years old.
她的孩子是我们教会的信徒。
Her son was a member of our church.
我跟她谈了很多。
After I talked with her for a long while,
她人很好。
She was a very good woman.
最后我问她。
I asked her.
说阿婆你75岁了。
I say, Granny, you are more than 70 years.
你身体这么健康。
You are still healthy.
看情形啊，你大概又可以活这个75啊，150差不多。
And from the looks of it, yeah, maybe you're going to live to 150.
她说没有啊，哪有这么长的。
And the lady says, never be, it can never be.
我说阿婆啊。
I say,
看情形是不止了，我们就当做150就好了。
I say, Granny, maybe it is not possible, but let us say you can live to 150.
那么等到你150了，你要到哪里去啊？
When you are 150, where will you go to?
哦，他很快就回答我了。
She replied, very quickly.
那我到阴间找我妈妈。
I will go to Hades to look for my mother.
我说你怎么知道要去阴间找妈妈？
How do you know that you are going to Hades to look for your mother?
我说我妈妈告诉我的，她先去阴间等我。
My mother told me that she has gone to Hades and waiting and are waiting for me.
我说好，那么阴间是什么地方呢？
And I asked her where is Hades.
我说阿婆，我告诉你啊。
I say to you, Granny.
我们这个中国是阴间的，阴就是暗的，暗就是阴的，阴天哈，阴天，暗就是阴的。
And I say,
间就是人间世间。阴就是地点，所以阴间就是黑暗的地点，黑暗的地方。
So the character Chinese Hades means it is a dark place, a dark era.
啊，我说你为什么要到那个黑暗的地点呢
？And I asked her, why do you want to go to a dark place?
我说我们这个天上啊，一个天堂是光明的地点。
I say, in the heavenly kingdom, we have a place full of brightness.
我说你为什么要点电灯呢
？Why do you light up a lamp?
你不是喜欢光明吗
？Don't you like the bright?
那你为什么到阴间黑暗的地点
？Why do you go to a dark place like Hades？
他说我不知道啊。
I say, she said I do not know。
我不知道阴间黑暗啊。
I do not know that Hades is dark。
我说是圣经告诉我们的。
So I say the Bible tells us，
阴间就是黑暗的地点。
Hades is dark。
你不要去那里。
You should not go there。
感谢主，后来那个阿婆有信主。
And later this granny came to believe in Jesus。
我们呢不必去黑暗的地点。
We need not go to the dark place of Hades。
我们要到光明的天国去。
We can go to the bright place of the heavenly kingdom。
但是这个要经过审判的。
But we must still go through judgment。
看看你够资格去没有。
Whether you meet the conditions of entering heaven。
如果你所作所为。
If in all the things that you do。
不合乎神的条件。
Is not abiding in the conditions as stated by God。那你当然不能到天国去了。Of course you cannot go to the heavenly kingdom。所以圣经告诉我们，将来神审判的时候。So the Bible tells us that on the day of judgment。他是根据什么来审判呢？How would he judge us? 有人说，你们的神要根据什么审判我啊？ And some people ask us, your God, how is he going to judge me? 圣经告诉我们很详细。The Bible tells us very clearly. 审判的依据是什么呢？ That what are the principle of that will be followed in this judgment? 罗马书第二章。Romans chapter 2. 罗马书第二章第六节。Verse 6. Romans 2 verse 6. 第二章第六节。2 verse 6.他必照个人的行为报应个人。He will render to every man according to his works. 这是审判的第一个依据。This is the first principle. 根据你的行为。According to your works. 你现在在人的面前，你对家人、对外人，你的行为如何 ？In the presence of man, towards your home and towards others, how do you behave? 将来呀，就是根据你的行为来审判你。So according to your behavior and works, you shall be judged. 你对爸爸妈妈孝顺吗 ？Are you filial to your parents? 你爱你的妻子儿女吗 ？Do you love your wife and children? 你爱你的朋友吗 ？Do you love your friends? 你对国家的行为如何 ？How do youbehave towards your family. 你对你的家庭行为如何 ？How do you behave towards your family? 你在人的面前，你的行为如何 ？In the presence of people, how do you conduct yourself? 当人看不见的时候，你的行为又如何 ？In the absence of people, how do you behave? 第一个，根据你的行为审判。So the first principle is according to your work. 所以啊，我们在人的面前，人看不见的时候。
你的行为神都知道。
So whether it is in the presence of people or in the absence, everything that we do is known to God.
所以将来我们的行为啊，一一的要接受审判。
So every item of our work shall be related out in this judgment.
你贪污了，你杀人了，你害人了，这些都要受审判的。
If you are covetous, you have killed somebody and you have plotted against somebody, all this will meet with judgment.
你赌博了。你不孝敬父母了，这些行为都要接受审判。
You gamble and you are not filial to your parents. All this will meet with the wrath of God.
好，第二
，second，
审判的依据是根据良心。
And second judgment is second principle of judgment is according to our conscience.
请看十四节
，2:14，
说没有律法的外邦人
，the Gentiles who do not have the law，
若顺着本性行律法上的事。
Do by nature what the law requires.
他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
They are law to themselves, even though they do not have the law.
十五节。
Verse 15.
这就显出律法的功用刻在他们心里。
They show that what the law requires is written on their heart.
他们是非之心同作见证。
While their conscience also bear witness.
并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
And their conflicting thoughts accuse or perhaps excuse them.
这里讲这么多话，简单的说就是凭良心了审判了。
And these few words can be summarized that you will be judged by our conscience.
将来神要审判一个人呢、啊，是凭着你的良心。
So when the Lord judges us, it shall be according to our conscience.
你做这件事情。
When you do such a thing.
你说这一句话。
You have spoken such a statement.
你良心很不安。
Your conscience does not, is not, does conscience prick you?
你的良心很惭愧。
You are very bitter in your inner self.
我良心很平安。
Your conscience is very clear.
有人说我问心无愧啊。
And some people say, even if I search my heart, I'm still clear.
我仰天对得起神。
I am able to even be stand before God.
我俯下对得起人。
And towards man, I am still not wrong.
这个就是良心平安啊。
So this is a clear conscience.
假如你的一天到晚良心不安。
If throughout the day you are not with a clear conscience.
一想就惭愧，一想就不安。
The more you think, the more bitter you feel in your heart.
那就是你的行为有问题的。
You have no peace, then indeed your actions must be wrong.
所以将来审判，神要根据你的良心来审判的。
So in the future, God shall judge you according to your works.
第三。
Thirdly, to according to your conscience.
请看十二节。
Thirdly, verse 12. Let us read verse 12.
说没有律法犯了罪的，必不按律法灭亡。
All who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law.
凡在律法以下犯了罪的，必按律法受审判。
And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law.
所以将来审判的根据，第三个就是律法。
So the third principle will be the law.
我们生活在这个国家里面。
Now we who live in this nation.
国家有国法。
The nation has its law.
你犯了国法要接受制裁的。
And when you violate the law of the country, you shall be judged.
在神的统治的天下。
In the heavens and earth, which is under the dominion of God. 你有
天法了。
And there is the law of the heavens.
国有国法。
So the nation has its law.
我们在天底下也有天法。
So under heaven, we have the law of the heavens.
这个神的律法要审判你。
So the law of God shall judge us.
国家的律法也要审判你。
The nation's law shall also judge us.
所以将来我们接受审判的依据啊。
So the when we are judged in the future.
第三个就是律法。
We shall be judged by the law.
这是三种依据。
So there are these three things used to judge us.
将来我们在神的面前。
And in the future before the Lord.
要接受审判。
We shall be judged.
看你的行为。
So it will be according to your work.
看看你的良心。
According to your conscience.
在根据律法。
And according to the law,
来审判你是对的还是不对的。
To judge you whether you are right or wrong.
但是这三种还不完全。
But still, these three things are incomplete.
因为各国的律法不同。
For each and every nation has its own law.
因为个人的良心也不同。
For each and every conscience, each person's conscience may differ.
比如说，有人犯了罪。
Like for instance, a person sin.
他良心很平安啊。
His conscience is still very clear.
他睡得饱饱的，吃得饱饱的。
He's able to sleep well and able to eat well.
他一点都不难过。
He's not bitter in his heart.
他那已经丧尽天良了，已经没有良心了。
Because he has no longer a good conscience.
他杀了人还不难过。
He is not even pricked in the conscience when he kills and murders a person.
他感觉到很好玩。
He feels that this is quite a good exercise.
他看人家冒血 他流血，他很好看。
When blood is shed, he enjoys it.
他简直没有良心了。
So this person has no conscience.
所以凭良心审判还不正确的。
So therefore, it will not be complete if judgment is just carried out by the conscience.
那么根据行为审判也不正确哦。
And even according to the works, it may not be a thorough judgment.
啊，我们上帝的同胞啊。
Just like the natives in Taiwan.
他杀人是英雄啊。
They feel that it is a heroic act to.Slaughter another person.
不杀人啊，是笨蛋呢。
For it would be a foolishness not to kill another person.
杀了人以后，在脸上可以做个记号。
And they can put a marker that they have killed somebody on their kill somebody.
那么同族的那些小姐一看到这个有记号的英雄好汉呢，都喜欢嫁给他。
And the maidens when they see this man with a mark on the head, they will be ready to marry him because he's a hero.
可是在我们认为这个杀人不得了啊。
But then to us, we feel that killing somebody is wrong.
行为的标准不同。
And this is the difference in the way of life.
所以根据律法、根据行为、根据良心审判是不足的。
So judgment according to the works, according to conscience, according to the law is still not complete.
因此啊
，as such,
圣经告诉我们要根据神的真理审判。
Judgment must still be carried out according to the word of God.
请看第二节。
Let us read verse 2.
说神必按真理审判他。
We know that the judgment of God will be upon the word of God.
这个真理就是圣经怎么讲。
And this truth is according to the teachings of the Bible.
圣经的真理怎么讲呢？
What does the Bible say?
怎么样才能得救呢？
Tells us how to be saved.
就是要敬拜天上的真神。
That is, we must worship the God.The Lord of Heaven.
也就是承认耶稣基督是我们的救主。
That is to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
接受他宝血的洗礼。
To receive His baptism in the blood of Jesus.
洗净我们的罪了。
To wash away our sins.
我们遵守神的诫命。
And we keep His commandments.
过着爱神爱人的生活。
And pass a life of loving God and loving man.
敬畏圣神，孝敬父母。
Fearing God and being filial to our parents.
有爱弟兄。
Loving our brethren,
不违背国法,
and do not violate the laws of the country.
做一个循规蹈矩的好国民,
and to be a loyal and obedient citizen.
也做一个敬神爱人的好信徒,
and to be a good Christian who obeys God and who fears God and loves man.
那么将来在审判的日子到了,
then on the day of judgment,
我们就能够像拉撒路一样的到天家去了,
then we shall be like Lazarus.To be taken up to the heavenly
home. 否则的话，我们只有像财主到阴间去受痛苦。
Otherwise, we shall be like the rich man to be tormented in Hades.
所以将来审判到的时候
，So on the day of judgment,
我们一定要根据真理受审判。
So we shall be judged according to the truth.
另外加上律法、行为以及你的良心。
In addition to judgment by the works, by the law, and by our conscience.
但是神的真理是审判的最高依据的。
But then still, the truth prevails over all the other three.When judgment is carried out.
审判的问题一定有。
And judgment is a true thing.
所以我们说有神就有鬼。
That's why we say, because there is God, there is the devil.
那么有神就有天堂。
So because there is God, there is the heavenly kingdom.
有鬼就有地狱。
And because there's a devil, there is hell.
那既然有天堂有地狱，一定有审判的啦。
Since there's a heavenly kingdom, there is hell, there must be judgment.
所以这个财主跟拉撒路的故事啊。
So this story of the rich man and Lazarus.
告诉我们要想想这个审判的问题。
Tell us that we must ponder over this matter of judgment.
我们不要以为死就算了。
Let us not think that death is the end of all things.
我们应该很认真的来面对这个审判的问题。
Let us.Sincerely and truthfully face this matter of death.
当我们还活着的时候
when we are still living,
应该好好的接受主耶稣的救恩
we should quickly receive the salvation grace of Jesus.
当审判一临到的时候
so that when judgment comes upon us,
我们就能够坦然无惧地站在神的面前
we shall be without fear and trembling, be able to stand before the Lord.
我们就能够被迎接到天堂里面去
and we shall be received into the heavenly kingdom.
那个时候，我们就一起欢呼，哈利路亚，赞美神。
And on that day, we shall all acclaim together, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这个是我从这个故事里面跟各位所思想的三个问题。
And this is the impression that I received, that I have when reading this story in Luke.
就是贫富的问题。
And this is the matter of poverty and richness, the matter of death,
还有审判的问题。
And the matter of judgment.
也盼望各位把这三个问题。放到你的心中，好好再想一想。
We hope that our friends would take this matter into mind and ponder over these three matters.
今天晚上我的讲道到这里。
My witnessing will end here tonight.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.